Hey, welcome back. Ron Nanny and the Car Doctor. You know, you've heard me say it forever, Car Doctor Nation, when I talk about without information, the auto mechanic, the technician, the do-it-yourselfer, anybody that tries to lift a hood or work on a vehicle is lost. Information is paramount to proper repair, and it's really pretty darn important if you want to survive in this industry and repair vehicles. And we thought it would be appropriate as we continue to evolve to go and talk to the source in information for the industry and talk to the guys over at AllData, as we've had them here before and we've shared stories. And they've made some pretty sharp and amazing improvements. A lot of their product, in particular the wiring diagrams, I was very impressed with something I saw in recent weeks. And we wanted to talk about that a little bit here today for everyone's benefit. So we're going to welcome Derek Miller. Derek is the Director of Product Development for AllData, and we're happy to have him here with us on the Car Doctor. Derek, welcome aboard, sir.
Thank you, sir. Good to be here.
Yeah, we're happy. We know you guys are so busy, and it's a busy time of year. You're getting ready for the big SEMA show coming up in a month and a half, and we thought it would be a good time to kind of snag you a little bit and see what's going on. The way this evolved, Derek, is a couple of weeks ago I was working on a particular car, and I noticed my AllData wiring diagrams changed somewhere along the way. You've added some functionality to it that I hadn't seen before, some zoom and pan and tilt, and I said, look at this. This is better. When I see better, I like to tell everybody about better. So let's start the conversation there. You've made changes to wiring diagrams. You know, what exactly have you done? And other than the reason is it's just better, what did you see that made you create that?
Sure. Yeah. Obviously, I think you named most of the stuff that's there. Obviously, we had some zoom and panning and an ability to kind of rotate the images. And what really led to that was I got to give credit to John, my product design manager, who contacted a bunch of customers and really asked them how can we improve some of the wiring diagrams in our product. And a lot of it was around navigation and just the ability to get to the piece of the diagram that you really need to hone in on to fix the vehicle. So we decided to go ahead and do some simple things just to make it easier for the user to get what they're looking at. And thanks to those customers that gave us that feedback, we were able to prioritize it and get it out there for you guys.
Do you think, you know, if you were to look back 2 years ago, 5 years ago, the necessity of the accurate wiring diagram and the changes you've made today versus what was out there 2 or 5 years ago, on an improvement level, to me, it's like night and day. I was curious to get your perspective.
Yeah, you know, it does make it a heck of a lot easier to get through those things. You know, you see a lot of our technician customers that have to print those things out and piece them together just because they are so extensive. And some of the OEMs do make that a little bit difficult. And our policies always don't alter what the OEM has, because obviously that's correct. And,
right.
And we don't want to provide you guys with inaccurate information. So so a lot of that usability stuff that we put into the product was, you know, just to help alleviate some of those issues that they're working with the diagrams today. So that was the main goal.
Do you see issues with wiring, you know, where manufacturers are withholding some of the information? You know, because you've got to take that OE information and get it into the system, and you do leave the diagrams alone, but you actually do a very nice job of categorizing and indexing everything. But then what do you do when some of the manufacturers, you know, they're not exactly free sharing, or are they? Is it what goes on behind the scenes? What does it take for you to get that wiring diagram?
I mean, there's various processes, because each OEM is different in how they provide the data. Some of them provide it, you know, directly to us. Some of them we have to go through a little bit more of an intensive process to capture that information. But I guess to answer your question about, you know, accuracy or any of that stuff, you know, we do put it out there as the OE provides it, but we also have a strong relationship with the OEMs so that we can get feedback from customers and pass that along back to them so they can make corrections.
Right.
So that's an important piece of the process as well, to not leave by the wayside, because, you know, even the OEMs aren't perfect, and we got to make sure that when technicians out there in the real world are using this stuff, that we can address issues as they find them.
Right, sure. And I'm sure as the OEs find the mistake, they tell you the mistake, and then it gets into the system right away, which is one of the nice things of everything. If you're online, And, you know, it magically appears overnight, right, that all of a sudden the problem is solved. There's other things going on at AllData, though. Mobile data is, I think, was the buzzword this year in the industry. A lot of people are trying to do diagnostics at the fender, tablets outside the shop, greeting customers. AllData is working in that direction as well, correct?
Absolutely, yeah. I'm sure you know we launched a complete native mobile application that is our repair product with some OBD2 diagnostics embedded with it. So with the goal to keep the technician at the fender, make them as productive as possible, because in the shops it's all about cycle times and turning those bays. So that's a big piece of that. And it's also about trying to integrate the different data sets, not just OEM, but also, you know, that we have some experience-based data that we're capturing from our newly launched AllData community, as well as getting data directly off the vehicle and trying to tie those three things together to make the technician as efficient as possible.
Talk a little bit about the AllData community, Derek, because that was another thing that caught my eye this past year, that you've created a it's a community, it's a village. You know, it takes a village to raise a child, and you guys, it takes a village sometimes to fix a car. And mm-hmm. And I've been on the end of that, where it has taken a village to fix the car. And you know, you've got a community contained within the product that guys can go and look at and reference if they're working on XYZ automobile, and come up with real world pain that other technicians have felt and described.
Yeah, again, getting back to the efficiency standpoint, it's really about giving shops that extra outlet. So for that particular car that's in front of them at that moment in time, you know, there may not be something out there that can help them out. But with the community, if they go post that question, we got a bunch of ASC master techs here that are ready to help respond, and as well as the entire 80,000 shop network that we have that's out there, they can chime in as well. So it really gets you to the power of our network of technicians to help you when you get stuck, which, you know, let's face it, that happens on a weekly basis in a lot of shops. So
it really does. So, you know, you've made improvements to wiring diagrams. You've got mobile data going. You've got a little community thing going on inside. It's like the community to fix the cars. What's next? What's in the future at AllData?
I think you're going to see a lot more integration between the various data sets, as well as some of the shop business management solutions that we put out there, so that you can start expanding, for instance, mobile out to the service drive and servicing the end customer or the vehicle owner, as well as improving that process and the functionalities of our existing products with the bay itself to help the technician become more efficient. And it's really around integrating data sets, integrating functionalities, and how to start tying all that stuff together so it creates a more efficient workflow for shops.
Do you ever talk about things like utilizing like the concept of Google Glasses, for example, in the bay, where the technician is going to be looking at the information right in their glasses, or the camera's built into the glasses, and they're going to take a picture of what they're, you know, working on, and they're going to, you know, bang the picture through email to somebody right from the glasses? Or is that just too Star Trek-ish? Is that just not on the horizon?
Well, you know, there's people that have talked about it, and I won't lie to you. We've had internal conversations about what does this mean for our industry, and is it something that we need to look at? And we keep our hand on the pulse on those types of things. You can see some of the things that, you know, CES, the big consumer electronics show in Vegas, where some of the OEMs are doing some stuff like that with, I don't know what you would categorize it as, but some virtual type
right
viewing capabilities. But I mean, it's not unfathomable to believe that might happen down the road someday, and we keep our finger on the pulse. I think it's a little bit early from an adoption standpoint for us to go sink a bunch of money into putting something together like that, but definitely keeping our eye on it.
Interesting that you guys have talked about it. Derek, I want to thank you for taking the time today. If the listeners you know, have any further questions. And I should point out, too, real quick before I let you go, you know, all data is not just for the professionals. You also have a consumer product out there. And we've talked about this. We've had Paul from your company, Paul Marshall from the company on in the past, the subscription-based consumer side of life at All Data. So whether they're a consumer out there or they're professional tech out there, if either one of them is looking for more information, where are they going to go to get it?
Sure. They can always go to www.alldata.com. And for the consumer side, there's a separate site that's alldatadiy.com. So they can go to either of those and get more information about us and what we can provide them.
Cool beans. Derek, I appreciate the time and the conversation today, and we look forward to talking to you again real soon here at the Car Doctor. You have a good day.
You too, Ron. Thanks.
You're very welcome. I'm Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor, and we are back right after this.